thought about hopping up like that. Maybe not this morning. And I just wanted to mention and just say thanks for, I think, Linda and Jake and Janine and Andrew and maybe even Ida are on Zoom with us this morning. So good morning, our friends. Living in a relationship with God is loving God with all we are and allowing that to direct every area of our lives. God reveals himself through Scripture. May your hearts be open to the words shared this morning as I read from Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are not much more valuable, are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Truth be told, there are moments when I worry. We are continuously lured toward panic and worry when we focus on all that is wrong in this world. But God offers us confident peace that can never be found in a life without him. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus called us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. After that, everything else should fall into place. When we focus on Christ, that changes everything. All of us want to stop worrying. All of us go through seasons where we feel more anxious. There are over 265 million people who suffer from an anxiety disorder in the United States. Jesus calls on us to not worry, but at times that is much easier said than done. Jesus calls on us to seek his righteousness above all things. When we worry, when things don't go our way, or things are going badly, we still know that God is in control. Worrying usually doesn't change a thing, but God changes things. Pastor Chuck Smith wrote, Jesus is sharing with us, don't worry, look at the birds. They don't sow, they don't reap, nor do they gather in the barns. Now the Lord isn't actually advocating that we are not to plant and we're not to harvest and we're not to work. That is not at all what he is saying. Nor are we to be totally passive as far as the needs, our needs being fulfilled or supplied. You don't see the little bird standing on top of a telephone pole with his mouth open just waiting for a worm to fly in. He's active. He does go down and he pecks on the ground and he finds a worm and he eats it. He isn't totally passive. And the Lord isn't teaching us to be totally passive here. You know, you can just cruise back, lay back, and do nothing, and God will care for you, but that is not scriptural. At times, a sense of worry sneaks in when we do not take a look at the big picture. We can be confident of the care of our Lord. He takes care of the grass in the field, and he will take care of us. When we do worry, we can use that challenge to help us to grow and to use that problem as a way to encourage us to learn more, to read more about from God's word, and to turn to God faithfully. Pastor Smith goes on to write, "Oh, I'm so worried about being a shorty. You know, I wish I were tall." And which of you, by just worrying about it and sitting there wishing that you could be taller, will add another inch to your height? Mm-mm. Can't do it. Won't hope happen. Worrying doesn't fix it. The Lord's just saying, hey, worry really doesn't have any value. Just there's no value in worrying, so why worry? There may be greater sins than worry, but there is no other sin that is more self-defeating. Jesus shares the contrast of worrying to faith. If you hold on to your faith, you will not need to worry as we have done in the past. It is difficult to have faith when you are worrying, and it is difficult to worry when you have faith. God knows what you are in need of. He invites us to know the freedom from the worry that comes from undue anxiety over material things. Therefore, don't be worried, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For your heavenly Father knows what we need, and he will take care of us. Charles Spurgeon has written, "You cannot say that Jesus Christ ever troubled himself about what he should eat or what he should drink. His meat and his drink consisted of doing the Father's will." Your Father knows you need these things. Don't worry about them. They are not to be our primary concern. We're not to be seeking those things as the ultimate issues in life. But what are we to be seeking? Jesus has promised that God would send the Holy Spirit to comfort us and to teach us, as well as to produce fruit within us and through us. We are given strength to continue forward in faith. Faith is more than believing. It also includes trusting. This faith and trust is demonstrated in the way we live. Matthew 34 and 35. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So we are encouraged to make a commitment to learn and to do the will of God. To seek the kingdom of God is a choice that we make when we first repent and become Christians. And then every day after, in our Christian life, we need to strive to reinforce that decision. Don't worry about tomorrow. What matters is today. This is a quote from a children's Sunday school lesson. "Yesterday has left. Tomorrow might never arrive. We only have today. Trusting him for what we need today makes good sense for growing believers. Living with the simplicity means we don't allow ourselves to become victims of worrying about tomorrow. Instead, we take to heart the reality of his presence today and the certainty of his care for us so that we can live for him in the present." I do know that it is inevitable that anxiety occurs in our lives. Here are some ways that we can learn to lessen our level of worrying. Take 3 deep breaths. It will help to clear your mind. Say your favorite Bible verses to yourself or out loud. Spend a minute in prayer. Are there any thoughts from you? How do you relieve your worrying and your stress? Anyone like to share? Do you go plant in your garden?
I have to stop my thoughts.
Just stop thinking. Focus on your breathing.
I hum or say your thoughts.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I hum or sing. Hum
or sing. And we're going to come back to that. Thanks, Kathy. We're going to come back to that.
Go for a walk.
Go for a walk. Recently, I shared with you that much of our Christian lives comes down to what we put into or what we have in our minds. So fill your minds with good things. Change the channel of your television if you need to. Think about all the blessings that you received just that day or just that morning. Get up and complete a chore that you've been wanting to do around your house, or go over and help a neighbor with something he or she may be working on. Call a friend to let them know that you're thankful for them. Why are they special to you? Reach out to someone else. So Eloise is going to help me with our song of the week. So when worry starts tiptoeing into our lives, Eloise, this is what we're going to be singing all week long. Join in when you recognize the song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
If you sing that song 10 times this week, you will just feel blessed in many ways. So that's your worry song, at least for this week, and maybe we can make it a habit. 1 Timothy 4:8 reads, "When we live by faith in Jesus and in obedience to him, we will experience blessings in every way, not only today, but for all of eternity. Try not to allow any emotion to consume you. Make a daily decision to pursue the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Throughout the day, check yourself to make sure that you are centered on Jesus. Even though there are many distractions in this world, keeping Christ at the center of our lives allows us to experience the blessings of being part of God's family." Author Debbie McDaniel has shared, "When we start to feel distant from God, or feel like we've lost our way, God is still there. He waits for us to return and offers forgiveness and grace. We are so blessed. Out of his presence is anxiety and fear, but in him there is abundant life and purpose and joy. Ask for God's forgiveness for what you need to make right with him. Thank him for covering of care, for his huge mercy and love. Pray for his help and wisdom to stay close to him, believing there is protection and goodness there. Don't lose sight of God's will for our lives. The one who puts the stars in the sky, the water in the ocean, cares for the birds and adorns the flowers, loves you so much more." I don't know if you're able to, but kind of lean, but not too close, lean towards someone and say to them, "He loves us so much more." Are you ready?
He loves us so much more.
Amazing. We're so blessed. If worry sneaks into your life, only worry about the things of today. Remember, most of our worry is over things that we have no control of. Trust God. God wants us to remember the past, plan for the future, but live for the present. God loves us, and he values us deeply. This wonderful truth should change our perspective and therefore help us through the worrying and assist us during any days that are filled with worry. Trust that God will do what is best for us. He will do what is best for us. As I read from 1 Peter 5:7, I added several synonyms for the word anxiety. So it may sound a little different to you. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety, worry, nervousness, concern, angst, fretfulness on him because he cares for you. He's got this, and we are so blessed. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for meeting all of our needs in your time and in your way. As we sit in your house this morning, allow our minds to be filled with peace. We are part of your family, and we praise you for your gifts and for your love. Cover us with your grace. Allow us to see the blessings surrounding us every day. Please set our hearts on the kingdom of God and give us the faith to trust you daily for everything we need. We pray for our world, the leaders of our world, the people who suffer from health issues, those who struggle paying for basic needs, those who are lonely, and for those who are living their lives modeled after you. We lift up Ida and Kathy's cousin's family, the Fredericks, James and Shannon and Hank and Deb, and Dan and Kathy, and Janine and Andrew, and Andrew's dad. Come, Holy Spirit, breathe down on our troubled world. Let peace fill our hearts. Let peace fill our world. Let peace fill our universe. In your name we pray. Amen.